Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Are you a little stressed? Here's how to tell. Do you wake up screaming only to discover that you haven't fallen asleep yet? Do you find yourself yelling, "Don't touch me," when no one else is in the room? Have you ever asked the drive-thru attendant if you can get your order to go? Do you find yourself repeating sentences you've already said? Or do you find yourself repeating sentences you've already said? If so, you may be a little stressed. If you're living in the 21st century and listening to the sound of my voice, chances are your world is on fast forward and you're wondering where to get off. Scientists tell us that the Earth is spinning at just over 1,000 miles an hour and that we're racing around the sun at 67 times that speed. To make matters worse, our solar system is moving within our galaxy at 792,000 kilometers per hour. Whoa! If it weren't for that little apple that hit Sir Isaac Newton on the head, we would be launched from this planet and hurled into space at an early age, something that would certainly increase our insurance premiums. Years ago, my mom and dad buckled four kids into a 1965 Pontiac in July without a hint of air conditioning and pointed it toward Toronto, Ontario, Canada. 6 days, three flat tires, and 2,300 miles later, we arrived at our destination exhausted but happy. Recently, I made that same journey at 500 miles an hour in just over 3 hours. As I ran through the airport to flag down a shuttle bus, I remembered that trip all those Julys ago and wondered if the world is any better off. Maybe you've wondered the same thing. How do we hold on to our joy in a world that is spinning out of control? Well, here are some creative ways we can climb off the merry-go-round without spraining our ankles. Do something goofy. Order some diet water at a restaurant. Just see how it goes. Sit in your parked car with sunglasses on and point a hairdryer at passing cars. See if they slow down. Approach a child who looks like you and say, "I am you from the future." And smile. A smile triggers the release of hormones that make you feel happy and peaceful. Laughter does the same thing. So find reason to laugh. Or find a child and listen to them. Here's one of my grandkids. If that didn't help you smile, I quit. Pay someone a genuine compliment today. It will boost both of your moods. Pet a dog, smell an orange. Studies have found that pets and citrus reduce stress. Eat slowly. When we slow down our daily activities, it calms us, and eating slowly improves digestion. My mom said that. When you can, walk instead of driving. Sometimes park on the far side of the parking lot and walk. Regular walkers experience less stress, less sickness, lower blood pressure and cholesterol. They are happier, healthier, and they live longer, my mother said. Finally, we need to find lasting peace for our souls. Deep down, the reason we run ourselves silly is to ease the ache we feel in our hearts. So we cram our lives with wealth, status, success, popularity, fill in the blank. Jesus said, "Come to me, and I will give you rest for your souls." Accept his invitation, and we find ourselves forgiven, accepted, loved, at peace with God. Isaiah 40:31 tells us, "Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." So put your hope in the right place today. You'll discover lasting peace and joy. And speaking of joy, I think I'll bring some to the clerk in the pet shop. I'll purchase some birdseed, then ask, "How long will it take for the birds to grow?"
As we wrap up 2025, we're humbled by how Laugh Again is impacting the lives of real people. One listener shared, "My husband and I had our dreams shattered when we had to return from the mission field. We listen every day and sometimes in the middle of the night. The message brings us such peace. To help extend that hope to more hearts in need through 2026, consider supporting this ministry at laughagain.org. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.